Hello.
Hi, Delilah.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I remember meeting you with Michael W. Smith.
Oh, my gosh. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He's one of my best brothers and friends in the world.
Love that man. Love that man. Love his family. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So let me introduce you to our listeners, because they might not recognize you as Jim Caviezel instead of as Jesus.
Right.
Do you ever go anywhere when people don't, you know, refer to you as the great I am?
Well, thankfully, I had a career before the Passion of the Christ. So some of them remember me as the Count of Monte Cristo. And, you know, some of them watched the Person of Interest. I've been fortunate. I've been doing this for, 30 years now. And I used to listen to you on the radio all the time when I was in high school in Seattle, Washington.
Thank you. Thank you for those sweet words. I was young when I got into radio, but I was 26 when I gave my heart to God. And once I gave my heart to God and I started to understand that love wasn't just romance, love wasn't just a good feeling.
Absolutely.
Love was a decision.
It's absolutely right,
To stand when the winds are blowing and life is pulling you apart, to stand and say, no, I am invested in this child. I am invested in this family. I am invested in whatever it is. That's true love. It's not just lady in red love, you know. And I think then my show took on a whole different meaning, a whole different color.
Well, like what you said, you know, in the Passion of the Christ, you know, our Lord gave himself to us on that cross. Because at some point, we're all going to meet death, temporary, but going from this into the great eternal life, and we'll have to go through that, and there's no avoiding it. But he'll be there with us because he loves us. And in the same point of that, we did the Paul the Apostle of Christ, and St. Paul refers to that, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And come hell or high water, I'm going to stay with that, even in this industry. Like you said, love is a decision. And he loves me unconditionally, loves me despite my own discrepancies, my own sin. Loves me before my sin, after my sin, and he loves me during my sin. And that right there hit me so hard that actually made me want to leave my sin forever, just move on and keep bringing others in. So it comes out, Paul the Apostle of Christ wanted your viewers to know that, because when they see this, their hearts are going to swell and they're going to cry because they're going to feel God's love for them.
So I got to watch a sneak preview of Paul the Apostle. My kids and I got to watch it. Your film company sent it to me. And I did cry a lot. I was so touched by the staying true to God's word. Favorite scene in the movie, when you, playing the character of Luke, and Paul were in prison, sitting back to back, talking about the past 30 years, the journey you had made. I don't know how you did it, but the way that you brought 30 years of history and the stories that we know in the Bible that we've read into such a deep, personal, intimate level of two best friends, kind of a father-son relationship, blew me away. That's where I cried the hardest.
Oh. You know, it's funny, that scene. Thank goodness Andrew Hyatt put it in there at the last second. That wasn't even in there. And he wrote it up and said, you know, this might personalize it a little bit more. The humor was added throughout the film. There's a lot of bantering back and forth. they were real people, you know, and they couldn't have picked a finer St. Paul. I said to somebody recently, this film is Chris Reeve was the Superman. He's the greatest Paul I've ever seen. And we had great chemistry.
You had great chemistry. I cried and I cried and I cried and I laughed and I clapped and I might have had a little crush on Oliver Martinez and you. But James Faulkner, who played Saul, turned to Paul, really did a fabulous job.
It's extraordinary.
You certainly brought Dr. Luke, the great physician, to life. And that realness, I'm going to pray, but I believe that realness that you portrayed as the great physician is going to be a physician to many, to thousands. Let's pray for millions.
One of the actors that was watching the movie, I won't tell you his name, but he was watching the movie, and he had an opinion about Christians. It discombobulates the world and how it thinks, and God has that power. And he sat down and watched it. You know, you bring someone to this film, and they don't believe, they walk out, and boy, it won't leave them when they're done. Mm-hmm. It won't leave them. It will haunt them.
Amen. Amen.